I wonder, and I'm guessing again here, but I wonder if despite Noah being the great man of faith that he was, that even sometimes great men of faith have doubts and questions that pop up in their hearts and minds, don't they? We see that throughout Scripture. And I can't help but wonder, maybe one day, in the middle of all this rain, in the middle of all the storms that was taking place on the outside, after they had been there for a while in the boat, I can't help but wonder if one day the devil didn't maybe bring a little thought across Noah's mind, no doubt. And that thought didn't come of, are we ever going to get out of this boat? You ain't never going to get out of that boat, Noah. God's left you. Look at all that water. Look how long you've been in here. You didn't think it was going to be this long, did you? Think about how that must have felt. I've done exactly what he wanted, exactly the way he wanted. God's followed through with every bit of his word up till now. Amen. But what now, Lord? Sometimes we all get to that place, don't we? Lord, I've done everything you told me to do. I've followed your plans. I've followed your instructions. But Lord, it's still raining outside. When is it going to stop? How is this going to end? What's going to happen next? I know you kept your word. May I say that I wonder if sometime, maybe at some point in that ark, he didn't feel like he was alone. I believe probably he did at some point, just knowing how we are as humans. And whenever that time come, God remembered Noah. God hadn't forgotten Noah. Amen. He might have thought he had. He might have felt like it one time. But you know what? God remembered him. And God remembered Noah was there in that ark and his family was. And you know what God did? He said, you know what? It's time for this water to go away. My servant Noah and his family have been, and these animals have been on this ark long enough. It's rained enough. Everything's drowned. Everything's killed. Everything's taken care of. I've accomplished what my will was through this. Now, it's time for them to dry up. And God took and began the drying up process. Why? Because he remembered Noah. You think about today, God remembers his servants. God remembers his servants. No matter what you may be going through, no matter how tall the waves may be, no matter how much the ground may be breaking up from underneath you and the fountains or the deep are shooting up, no matter that despite the ground underneath you shaking and breaking up from the waters and waves that's coming up underneath you, guess what's happening above? As if that ain't enough, the rain's falling down on your head too from heaven. And you think to yourself, my word, what's going on, Lord? Here he took, and what happened? God remembered him. Despite the waters that was all around him, surrounding him, despite the storms, despite the trials, despite all he was going through, God remembered his servant. May I say today that the Lord will not forget nor forsake his own. Amen. He will not forget and he will not forsake his own. Noah is proof of that. Amen. Noah is proof of that because God didn't forget him. God remembered him in the storm of his life, if you will. God did not forget him. God did not forsake him. He remembered him, and because of that, he caused those waters to begin to dry up. I think about the same thing is true in our life. Amen. It may be God's will at times for us to go through things. But you know what? When the time comes, God will look down. He'll remember. He'll say, that's enough. Just like he did with Job. Just like here with Noah. And he says, okay, that's enough. I'm remembering my servant. It's time for this stuff to go away. You think about today. He was remembered by God. The Lord reminded me of this verse. Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews 13. And I know Noah didn't know this verse when the ark was going home. But I believe the Lord maybe gave him some peace with this thought in his heart. Hebrews 13:5, the Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness. and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, here it is, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. May I say today that the Lord did not forsake Noah. He did not leave Noah. And the Lord won't leave us either. I'm glad today to know that Noah was remembered by God. He was a great man because he walked with God. He was obedient to God. And he was a great man because God remembered him. Because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Because of the grace of God. Today I ask you two questions in closing. One's a question, the other's more of a statement. Number one, are you walking with God and obeying His instructions to you? But number two is this. Today, if you feel like God has forgotten you, and you say, I would never say that, Pastor, and I know most of us probably wouldn't, but we've maybe thought it in our heart of hearts. You feel like, why? This rain needs to stop. It's time for the windows of heaven are open and the blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart because everything is right. Not the windows of heaven are open and the rains are falling tonight. Amen? You think about, realize today that the Lord remembers you, He holds you, and He'll never forget you. I think about John 10. If you'll turn with me there, two verses of Scripture and we'll be done. John 10. Before we read this verse, I want to read to you the other verse of Scripture. I'll just read it. The other one is in James 4 and verse number 6. The Bible says, but He giveth more grace. That's what Noah found. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. I thought about Noah was found the grace of God and he was a great man of God. But before we read this verse, the Lord reminded me this week and used a poem this week to help me. And it's been a hard, hard, hard week. And Lord reminded me of this poem. As I thought about the Lord remembering Noah in that ark. You're familiar with the poem, but I encourage you to not just dismiss it and say, I've heard that one before. Or it's on my dresser at the house. Or it's on a picture on my wall. But to allow the words to speak to your heart. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my son, my precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. I'll read to you the words part of the words to a song this morning, then we'll read our verse here. I'll give you one thought. The song says this in the first verse: I've seen God's people pray by a hospital bed. I've seen them struggling for their daily bread. Seen them standing at the grave of one who left us too young. I've heard them crying out for their wayward son. The second verse says, seen them when it seemed like there was no help in sight. Seen them when it seemed that life was nothing but night. But in the eyes of heaven, something else was going on. They may have been all by themselves, but they were never alone. The chorus goes, but I've never, no, never seen the righteous forsaken. Seen them with tears in their eyes. Seen them with their hearts breaking. Seen them tested and tried. Seen them with their faith shaken. But I've never, no, never seen the righteous forsaken. I thought about the fact that God was Noah was remembered by God. He didn't leave him. He didn't forsake him. God was with him all the time. I thought about that poem that I just read about the footprints in the sand. It says that you look back and there was only one set of footprints because God carried you. As much as I absolutely love that poem and the point of what it's trying to say, and I'm not demeaning the poem at all this morning. I'm trying to add what the Lord added to my heart this morning to it. Okay? So please don't go home and throw it away and say that ain't scriptural, because I'm not saying that. I believe it is. But the thing the Lord comforted me with was this verse. John chapter number 10. And we use this verse a lot of times in a different way. In verse 25, the Bible says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I did in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Notice the phrase, neither shall any man pluck them out of my what? Hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of what? My Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You say, why do you read that? Because as much as I love that poem and it's correct and it's right, the thing that the Lord spoke to my heart about today was this. We serve a big God, a mighty God, and a powerful God. And despite as great of a man that Noah was, guess who carried Noah? God did. You say, what do you mean by all that? I mean it to say this. God remembered Noah. And He carried Noah safely home. May I say today that realize the day that you got saved, you got placed in the hand of God. And you're in the Father's hand. And the thing that I thought about that helped me, maybe help you today, is this. That no matter what you're going through, it isn't that the Lord picks you up and so much carries you during the hard times of life. It's that, no, from the day I got saved, He has carried me in the palm of His hand. Ever since the day that I got saved, there's only been one set of footprints. There's not been two. You say, why do you say that? Because I'm in the palm of His hand. And I can't do anything. Not just without Him holding my hand, but without Him holding me. I can't do anything. Without God, we can do nothing. You see, today, folks, I'm glad to know that no matter what you're going through, He's not going to leave you and not going to forsake you. Why? Because you're in the palm of His hand. If you know Him as your Savior. Let's pray.